From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. For the first time, Russian warplanes have used an Iranian airbase to attack Syrian targets. U.S. Defense spokesman Colonel Chris Garver in Iraq said the U.S.-led coalition cleared the way for the Russian planes to carry out their mission.
The Russians did notify the coalition as per the Memorandum of Understanding for Safety of Flight. They activated that system as we have in the past. They informed us they were coming through, and we ensured safety of flight as those bombers passed through the area and toward their target.
The Russian aircraft took off from the Hamadan Air Base located southwest of Tehran. U.S. spokesman Mark Toner in Washington indicated the Russians are not just going after militant groups like Islamic State and Nusra Front.
It's unfortunate, but not surprising or unexpected. And I think it speaks to the continuation of a pattern that we've seen of Russia continuing to carry out airstrikes, and now it appears with Iran's direct assistance, that at least purport to target ISIL and Daesh targets, as well as Nusra targets, but in fact, predominantly target moderate Syrian opposition forces.
Moscow said the strikes hit five large warehouses with weapons and ammunition and fuel and training camps of terrorists in the provinces of Aleppo, Deir ez-Zor, and Idlib. Zambian police arrested dozens of opposition protesters after incumbent President Edgar Lungu was declared winner of last week's hotly contested election that the opposition has charged was tainted. The opposition United Party for National Development said the narrow victory will be contested in the country's constitutional court, likely delaying Mr. Lungu's inauguration. Electoral Commission results show the incumbent taking just over 50% of the vote, bypassing a second-round ballot. This is VOA News. In Turkey Wednesday, the government issued a decree allowing for the conditional release of some 38,000 prisoners that will reduce the prison population in the country, allowing for the detention of more coup attempt plotters. Tuesday, prosecutors demanded a long prison term for exiled Muslim cleric Fethullah Gulen, accused of being behind last month's failed coup. The state-run Anadolu news agency said after a year-long investigation, prosecutors demanded Gulen be punished with two life sentences plus 1,900 years. Turkey is demanding his extradition from the U.S. And a pro-Kurdish newspaper, the Özgür Gündem, has been closed after being accused of engaging in terrorist propaganda. The paper's editor-in-chief, Zana Kaya, said the government is capturing all state mechanisms to build a dictatorship and shape the country the way it wants to. Turkey, under a state of emergency, has closed dozens of media outlets in the weeks following last month's coup attempt. A Palestinian teenager was shot dead Tuesday in clashes with Israeli troops at a refugee camp near the West Bank city of Hebron. The Israeli military said it was searching for weapons in the Fawar refugee camp when Palestinians began throwing rocks and explosives at troops. In New York, Oscar Morel appeared in court Tuesday and denied charges he shot and killed a Muslim cleric and his assistant Saturday outside a mosque in the borough of Queens. Morel, who's charged with one count of first-degree murder, two counts of second-degree murder, and two counts of criminal possession of a handgun, faces life in prison without parole if convicted in the deaths of Bangladeshi cleric Maulama Akunji and Thara Uddin. Fakhrul Islam Delwar is a Bangladeshi community leader.
The community strongly believe it's a hate crime because these are two peaceful men coming from their worship, mosque. It's clear to us that it's a hate crime, but it's up to the system how they look at it. But the community strongly wants to, this case to be taken as a hate crime.
Authorities say the suspect's motive remains unclear. Police in Guinea Tuesday fired on opposition protesters in the capital, Conakry, killing at least one, wounding at least two. The anti-government protests involving hundreds of thousands of people were aimed at the West African country's ailing economy and official corruption. An Ethiopian court Tuesday charged 23 South Sudanese refugees with the murders of 10 Ethiopians at a refugee camp in April. The attack took place in western Gambela after two South Sudanese children died in a car accident. In Rio Olympic action Tuesday, Kenya's Faith Kipyegon won the 1,500-meter gold. Three Chinese women took the team table tennis gold. Another Chinese athlete took gold in the men's individual 3-meter springboard diving event. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.